Welcome to another episode of Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, and stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, I'm going to be going over week two of NFL picks. These are my NFL picks, and I'm looking forward to talking about them, especially going over a little mini review of what happened to me last week. I went 9-7, ladies and gentlemen, 9-7. And although that's still a winning record, there's still room for improvement. And remember, week one is always the most unpredictable week of the NFL because a lot of these teams have new players, new acquisitions, new rookies. So you don't know how a lot of these teams are going to look going into the regular season. So a lot of these picks are based off how a team did last year. But the narrative changes, as we know, when it comes to the NFL. You could be good one year and you can be trash the next that quickly. So that's how football bounces sometimes. But enough of me rambling. Let's get right into our week two picks, starting with our Thursday game between the Eagles and the Vikings. Now, the Vikings, I predicted them wrong last week. They fell at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a close game, a surprisingly close game. I thought the Vikings was going to come out with the firecrackers, with the energy that they usually have with their home openers, but they didn't. Maybe because someone by the name of Aaron Rodgers wasn't in the building, because it seems like whenever he enters the building as a Packer, it used to get the Vikings players really excited to put a beat down on the Packers. Now, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who used to be in this division, they came in there. Baker Mayfield came in there with his lunch pail and took care of business. Took care of business on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. And speaking of the Minnesota Vikings, if you guys aren't aware, just want to shout out Secret Base. It's a channel on YouTube that talks about a lot of sports topics. They take a huge deep dive into certain teams, and one of those teams was the Vikings, and it's a pretty good series. It's like an 8-part series, and it's really good. If you haven't checked it out, please do yourself a favor and check that out. It's a really good 8-part documentary. But getting back to this episode, the Eagles they started off jumping on the Patriots pretty quickly. They were up 16-0, and then all of a sudden it turned into an all-out brawl, and the Patriots almost pulled off the victory at home on Tom Brady Day. And the Eagles, you know, they still look solid. Although I'm impressed with the Eagles, they still left a lot to be desired with that first game. I still think they're the best team in the NFC. I still think they have the most complete team in the NFC. But, and again, it's the Patriots. It's Bill Belichick. So Bill Belichick's going to have his boys ready. They got off to a flat start, but they were able to make a game out of it. And unfortunately, they didn't come out with the win. But again, the Eagles came out with the victory. They're 1-0. They're back at home. Home opener against the Vikings, who had a very underwhelming performance against the Bucs. And I'm taking the Eagles on this one. I got the Vikings starting off 0-2, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagles are a 7-point favorite, and I think the Eagles will cover that. Now, let's go to the Sunday afternoon game, starting off with this one. The Bears on the road against the Packers. And boy, as a Bears fan, this one hurt. That loss to the... I take that back. I said the Bears on the road against the Bucks. I think I said the Packers, right? I still got the Packers in my head. That's how much it sucks to be a Bears fan. When one team is a thorn in your side, I mean, I don't recall being dominated by one team this much since the Brett Favre 90 days. In the 90s, the Bears just could not beat the Packers in the 90s. Then in the 2000s, it kind of was like an even matchup because Lovie Smith took over and his goal was to be better than the Packers. And it almost won us a Super Bowl one of those years. And I think if coaches came into this and GMs came onto this Bears team with an idea not to quote unquote take over the North, but to just beat the Packers, That's the key. They have been the dominating team in this division for quite some time, over three decades. And yeah, you can sprinkle in the Vikings, who have been a thorn in the Green Bay Packers side, you know. So if you're a Vikings fan, you feel good about playing the Packers on a weekly, you know, on a yearly basis. But other than the Vikings, the Packers really haven't had too much competition in this division. And it continues, because it shows here. Jordan Love, who was in his first game as a starter on opening day. Yeah, this is his second starting game. But again, first opening day start of his career. And he goes in there into Chicago. He looked very poised in the pocket, thanks to no pressure being put on him by the Bears. And Aaron Jones doing what he does best, being a Bears killer. And the Bears doing what they do best, not being prepared on offense, not being prepared on defense. And look what happened. And look what happened. It's the same results. You got, you know, you traded all of your assets to get a number one wide receiver, only to throw to him twice. And that was all in the first half. And then they tried to throw to him on a two-point conversion, which he caught. But unfortunately, it just wasn't. It was too little too late. It was too little too late by that point. Nobody was interested. Half the stadium was out, you know, exited the building. So the Bears still suck, according to the Packers. And we keep on living by their mantra. The Bears still suck. And they go on the road and they play the Buccaneers team that gave the Vikings all they can handle and beat them. And now this turns into a very tough game for the Bears. But I'm going to say this, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Bears fan. I'm saying this from a general NFL watcher, NFL football watcher. You can learn a lot from a loss than you can from a win. And I think the Bears go into Tampa, and I think they play better, and I think they play good enough to squeeze out a three-point victory. And I think the Bears will do that. I think they're still better than the Buccaneers. Talent-wise, I think the Bears are still better than the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are a three-point favorite. I got the Bears covering. Up next, we got the Falcons on the road against the Packers. The Falcons, they looked okay. They looked okay against the Panthers last week. But they still left a lot to desire. They still struggled with the poor Panthers team that I don't have a lot of great expectations for. And they go and play the Falcons. They go and play the Packers at home. And the Packers coming off a very impressive win against the Bears. Now, I think that the Falcons are going to win this game. I'm still, with all that being said, what they did to the Bears last week, I'm still not sold on the Packers. And the reason why is because I need to see Jordan Love when he's pressured. Okay? The Bears didn't blitz at all in that first game. And so it gave him an opportunity to just sit there and scan the field. And for whatever reason, the Bears' secondary was not communicating well. They dropped seven back, and all wide receivers was just wide open. And here's my thoughts on Jordan Love. Jordan Love doesn't throw people open. Aaron Rodgers used to throw guys open. I didn't see Jordan Love throwing people open. I think he was just hitting open receivers because the Bears' defense was so porous. It was almost a preseason defense they were running against Jordan Love. And I think the Falcons are going to bring the heat. And they're going to watch that Bears film. They're going to see. Now the information is out on Jordan Love. His weaknesses, his strengths. There were some times, and people forget about this, before Aaron Jones took over that game against the Bears, Jordan Love was struggling. He was overthrowing guys. He was underthrowing guys. Like, he didn't look all that impressive when Aaron Jones wasn't a factor. And so that's one of the things. If I'm a Packers fan, I'm not going to get too excited. I'm not going to sit here and say he's the third coming, because I still need to see more for me to be convinced that he's the third coming. But if the Falcons put that pressure on and make Jordan uncomfortable and take Aaron Jones out the game, and he wins it with his arm, then I'll be impressed. But for right now, I give his last performance a B+. I give it a B+. I thought Aaron Jones had a lot to do with his success. last week. So I think that's, you know, it goes back to that quarterback gets all the credit when they win, and he gets all the blame when they lose. But sometimes that's not always the case, because the running back sometimes bails the quarterback out. And I think that was the situation with Green Bay. I thought Aaron Jones played one heck of a game. And I think that the Packers are going to lose to the Falcons on the road. And the Packers are 1.5-point favorite. I think the Falcons cover. Up next, we got the Bills on the road against the Raiders. The Bills, man, Josh Allen, we need to talk. Because that performance that you put on last week, and I know the Jets defense is really good. I think that Jets defense looked like they could be potentially be one of those generationally talented defenses that we only see every blue moon, right? I think that Jets defense looks really, really, really good. And they made Josh Allen look confused out there. He looked like a deer in headlights and some. He was throwing to double coverage, and he was throwing in tight windows. He was getting intercepted. He was taking too many chances. I think this is a get-right game. This is a get-right game for Josh Allen. And I think that the Bills will win at home in their home opener against the Raiders, who wasn't that impressive against the Broncos, but the Broncos wasn't that impressive either. And like I said, I think the Raiders and Broncos are not that good. I don't think they're going to be that good. And I think the Bills go on and win. They're a 5-point favorite. I think they cover. Up next, we got the Bengals going up against the Ravens at home. Now, the Bengals, I had the Browns beating the Bengals, I guess, right on that one. But man, oh man, oh man, I did not think for it to be such a dominating performance by the Browns. And the Ravens, you know, did what they were supposed to do. They won a game they were supposed to win. They beat the Texans easily. And I think the Ravens go on the road and beat the Bengals. And the Bengals are a 3-point favorite. I think the Ravens cover that. I think the Ravens are better than what a lot of people think. Their defense is very solid. If the Bengals couldn't score 3 points against the Browns, and I think they're going to score more than 3 points against the Ravens. Don't get me wrong. The Bengals have had the Ravens number on the flip side in this division of late. But I think the Ravens finally get over that hump and win. And honestly, technically, remember, this was a rematch of last year's playoff matchup in which the Ravens almost beat the Bengals. They almost beat the Bengals. They came very close. But again, I think that the Ravens win this one. The Lions at home against the Seahawks. The Seahawks laid an egg for their home opener against the Rams. The Rams look better than I thought, man. I don't know. I may have to push back on my Rams prediction. But, man, the Lions, they looked good last week. Pulled off a tight victory against the Kansas City Chiefs on their ring night. And I think the Lions, they look impressive. I told you guys in my other episode that I'm sold on the Lions. I know that people are going to say, they're the Lions. No, this team is talented. They put the world on notice how talented they are. Yeah, they didn't have Kelce. Yes, they didn't have Jones, Kansas City. But who cares? You beat who's on the field in front of you, right? And that's what they did. They still have a Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, who would have gotten the job done had he had a few drops. So the Lions put on a show, and their defense looks really good. You can't score on their defense easy anymore. Last year, these two teams met. Seattle put a 40-piece on them. I don't think that's going to happen again. I think the Lions win that one, and they're a 5-point favorite. I think they cover. The Titans at home against the Chargers. The Chargers, man, their defense looks terrible. Their defense looks terrible. But, I mean, Miami Dolphins, they're off the board. It could be the fact that the Miami Dolphins offense is really that good. But I'm not going to ramble on too long. I got the Chargers to beat the Titans on the road, and the Chargers are a 3-point favorite. The Jaguars at home against the Chiefs. I think the Jaguars win this game. I think the Jaguars are legit. I think they're going to beat the Chiefs, and then the Chiefs will bounce back the next week against the Bears. But anyway, you know, I'm not worried about Mahomes. Even if they lose this game, I'm not worried about the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will be fine. But I do think they'll get off to an 0-2 start and bounce back from there. So I think the Jags win this game at home. It's a revenge game for them from last year's playoffs. Up next, we got the Texans at home against the Colts. I got the Texans, not going to expound on that. Even though Richardson looked okay, Stroud looked okay. I think Stroud still is the better player, quarterback, and I think the Texans win that game at home. The Rams at home against the 49ers. I think the 49ers win this one. Even though the Rams were impressive last week against the Seahawks, I was more impressed with the 49ers' victory over the Steelers. They dominated the Steelers. They did what they were supposed to do, and they took care of business. Brock Purdy looks very solid, but I think the 49ers will win. They are an 8.5 favorite. I think the Rams cover that. I think the Rams cover that. Down to the 3 o'clock games. We got the Giants on the road against the Cardinals. The Giants were a total disappointment. They probably was the most disappointing team from last week's week one games. And the Cardinals were the most surprising team. Even though they lost, they gave Washington all they can handle. And I think that the Giants are going to struggle with this Cardinals team. And I think I'm going to pick the Cardinals on this one. I know the Giants are a 5-point favorite, but I'm not sold on Daniel Jones. And I keep saying it, I'm going to say it again. I'm not sold on Daniel Jones. I think the Cardinals win this game at home. The Cowboys at home against the Jets, who will not have Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season and possibly not next season. We don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. Torn Achilles, that's a tough one to get. That's a tough one to get. And I was not impressed with Zach Wilson. I was very impressed with their defense. This is going to be I'm actually very impressed with both of these teams' defense. I told you guys, the Cowboys' defense is coming, and they are a team. They are a defense to be reckoned with. Now, offensively, they still look a little stagnant, but I think I would take the Cowboys' offense over the Jets' offense any day. And I think the Cowboys win that one. And they are a 9-point favorite. I think the Jets cover that. I think it's going to be a closer game than they think. And then last but not least of the 3 o'clock games, the Commanders on the road against the Broncos. I got the Broncos winning that one. The Dolphins on the road against the Patriots. I got the Dolphins winning that one. The Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite. And then for the Monday games, I got the Saints over the Panthers on the road. The whole world will be seeing Bryce Young on the national stage for Monday Night Football. And then last but not least, the Browns going up against the Steelers on Monday night. It's going to be a doubleheader Monday night, so look forward to that. The Browns on the road against the Steelers. This is a tough one. This is a pick'em game. This is a pick'em game. I think that the Steelers win this game at home. I think they make up for that horrible performance they had against the 49ers in week one. And I think the Browns, even though they had a very impressive week one, I'm not sold on the Browns yet. I still need to see more. I still need to see more from Deshaun Watson. I still wasn't impressed with his performance against the Bengals. I think it was more the Browns defense that dominated that game. And so I think the Steelers win this game. And the Browns are a 3-point favorite. I think the Steelers cover that. And that's it. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them. I'm sorry that this episode went a little bit longer than I wanted it to, but had to break down what happened last week into this week. So those are my picks. I am your host, Rod the Magnificent. Stay tuned. Me and Money in the Banks will be back. We're going to be recording soon. So we got a new episode coming up. So be on the lookout for that. But until then, I'm out. Peace.